hornet?
Yes, you have hornets.
Could you tell me the difference between a wasp and a hornet?
Well, a wasp makes a little nest out of dirt and lays his eggs up in there. And they hatch out, and the hornet makes his nest in a sort of a paper mache affair that they make up.
Which has the best, which would you rather be stung by if you had a choice?
Well,
they're about the same.
I never have been stung by either one, and I can't answer you. Mm-hmm. The hornet really swells on you. I've seen it on another person.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about a wasp.
Now about the color, is there a difference in color?
Oh, a little, but it's not close enough to tell it by looking at just the animal over there. I couldn't tell you which one was which.
The size and shape's about the same?
Yeah, approximately.
Mm-hmm. And another kind of thing you might use for bait would be, would you like me to stop? Yeah, just a little bit yet. I think we're nearing the stretch here. Another kind of bait, little teeny fish around the shore. You might find a
minnow.
And you look up in the house and you see something in the corner that's hanging up there.
Cobweb.
And out in the field it would be a, you see one of these, it would be up to be a, outside the house you can see a web of some sort. Probably wouldn't call that a cobweb. Would you call that a cobweb too, out in the field? Or in the tree, in the woods, or outside on the house?
Well, when you're plowing out in the field in the fall, you go out in the morning and you'll see these cobwebs across call it the vegetation out there. Whether it's dead grass or stuff, there'll be a whole string of these cobwebs across those.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I always called them. I don't know what else.
But spider makes it, you would call it a cobweb too, or did you?
Well, you call them spider webs. To me, they're one and the same article. They may be a different species, but they're both do about the same thing.
The one in the corner in the inside the house now, spider will make that too?
Well, yes. Yeah, he'll make that too.
Okay, the tree, growing down in the ground, the tree has long
roots.
And the animal, or amphibian with a hard shell, the shell is its house.
Turtle?
That's the kind that lives in the water?
Yes.
How about the kind that lives only on the land?
Mud turtle.
And I noticed coming in, I guess it was on the other side of town though. There's a street in this town, begins a sick, after a tree, named after a tree, sick.
Sycamore? Sycamore Drive.
Yeah. I guess that's a good distance. That's on the other side of town.
No.
Well, it's right down here at the, that's Ohio Station. Or Standard Station, I'm sorry.
That's right.
Yeah, I was thinking I was, thinking that. I'm going to use that for the term. And I thought, well, that was on the other side of town. Kind of tree would be good to have around on Washington's birthday?
Cherry tree. They're all dead in our town.
Are they really?
Yeah, killed 2 years ago.
Oh, goodness. Elms are going in our town.
They are here.
The kind of three-leafed business that grows in the woods, a shiny three-leaf plant, gives you the...
Poison ivy?
They have poison oak around here?
Not very much.
About shumake?
We have some shumake. Small areas.
Mm-hmm. Kind of... Fruit, you said a while ago, strawberries you put on, you had some strawberries. Another kind of berry would be a
raspberry and